One of the great issues.
Eleanor Holmes Norton is a third-generation Washingtonian who says she was shaped by her hometown.
My great-grandfather, Richard Holmes, was a runaway slave. That's how that part of the family got here.
Born in 1937, Norton grew up in a racially segregated Washington, where black and white children did not attend the same schools.
My parents and my city raised young people like me to regard people who would segregate them as themselves flawed. We were taught to love all people, but to pity those whose ignorance led them to believe in segregation.
Norton went on to Antioch College and Yale Law School. As a young lawyer for the American Civil Liberties Union in the 1960s, Norton argued for equal rights under the United States Constitution. Her work with the ACLU attracted the attention of the mayor of New York, who hired her to chair the city's Commission on Human Rights. In 1977, the Carter administration brought Norton back to Washington to head the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Her switch to politics came in 1990 when she was elected to represent Washington, the District of Columbia, in the United States Congress.
Everybody knows that tens of thousands of people will die without the vaccine.
I didn't grow up wanting to be a member of Congress. Was no member of Congress representing the city. This place was ruled like an actual colony by three commissioners appointed by the President of the United States. It is one of the most shameful chapters in American history.
In her role as Washington, D.C.'s elected delegate to the U.S. House of Representatives, Norton can introduce laws, serve on House committees, even chair one, but she cannot cast a vote for passage of any law. She's been unwavering in her support for statehood for the District of Columbia and full representation for her 550,000 constituents.
The people I represent and their ancestors still do not have equal rights with other Americans.
Eleanor Holmes Norton is a woman of many passions. With the Democrats holding a majority of seats in Congress since last November's elections, she's assumed the chairmanship of a congressional subcommittee, which, among other things, oversees the upkeep of federal buildings.
It costs money in order to get the energy payback and to get the return on your dollars.
After the session, she drove herself to a community center for an HIV/AIDS conference.
Fortunately, we do have a system in the district for people who do not have health insurance. If we have it...
Norton says making laws in a democracy depends a lot on compromise, which means finding common ground with a loyal opposition.
Got to get together in order to move the country forward. Sometimes it's gridlock. Sometimes it doesn't move as quickly as we would want. But I tell you, it makes you understand you're in a great democracy when it doesn't collapse every time there's a disagreement.
Eleanor Holmes Norton is in her ninth two-year term as the Congresswoman from Washington, the District of Columbia. Roseanne Skirball, VOA News.